ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचाणूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं। सर्वोपनिषदो गावो दोग्धा गोपालनन्दनः पार्थो वत्सः सुधीर्भोक्ता दुग्धं गीतामृतं महत् मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं। यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। भगवान् कृष्ण इज ग्राफिकली डिस्क्राइबिंग अबाउट दाना द फोर्थ इम्पॉर्टेंट डिपार्टमेंट in a man's life. This is all part of how to progress from tamas to rajas to sattva and go beyond all the three gunas. So what are the four departments? Food, not only external food but that which goes inside. Yajna, learning high ideals, learning to admire people, respecting, revering people who led such a life and are leading such a life is part of this spiritual practice. Revering them, worshipping them and having faith in what they say is part of this progress. Then austerity. Whatever we do in this world, we have to practice austerity. Even if a person wants to have high executive post, what tremendous austerity he practices, spending time, energy, attention, sacrificing so many things which an ordinary man will be totally unwilling to do that. And now we have come to the fourth department, caring and sharing. I gave certain reasons in my last class, the least of which is it is impossible to be a member of a society unless we learn how to give and take. In fact, there is a law, if we cannot give, we cannot take. Swamiji has given a beautiful illustration. Supposing you are in the room and you bar every door, window, so that no air from outside comes. Not only the fresh air from outside doesn't come, but what is inside becomes poisonous very soon and it is self-destructive. So, give and take is the law of life. But if we do really talk about charity, that's a wrong word. It is only giving back what we have taken from the universal bank. And we have to give it back sooner or later. And that is what Hindus emphasize as karma phala. And then we have spoken about how this danam, with what attitude it has to be given. We have discussed about sattvika danam, that is to say without desiring anything in return, accepting, O Lord, may I come nearer and nearer to you, accepting, I would like to be near you by progressing in spiritual life. And at the same time, but it has to be done because that is the law of life. Anybody who violates any law of life does it only at the cost of his own destruction. So, and then the charity or sharing should be done with great reverence at the right place, at the right time, with the right attitude. That was the essence of what we discussed. In this connection, I have come across a beautiful verse. We see in this world, many people were absolutely miserable, not only miserly, but miserable. And here is a verse which summarizes the condition of such people. దరిద్రాయ కృతం దానం శూన్యలింగశ్చ పూజనం అనాథ ప్రేత సంస్కారం అశ్వమేధ సమం విదుః. దట్ ఈస్ ఇఫ్ సంబడి రియల్లీ హెల్ప్స్ ది పూర్ విత్ మనీ ఆర్ వర్షిప్స్ ఎ లార్డ్ వేర్ దెర్ ఇస్ ఇట్ ఇమాజిన్ దెర్ ఇస్ ఎ టెంపుల్ అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ డిలాపిడేటెడ్ నోబడి ఈజ్ కేరింగ్ టు రిస్టోర్ ఇట్ ఇఫ్ ఎ పర్సన్ రిస్టోర్స్ ఇట్ అండ్ దెన్ వర్షిప్స్ ది లార్డ్ శివ దెన్ హీ విల్ గెట్ ఇన్ఫినిట్ అమౌంట్ ఆఫ్ పుణ్య మెరిట్. అనాథ ప్రేత సంస్కారం, దెర్ ఈజ్ ఎ పూర్ పర్సన్, హీ కెనాట్ కండక్ట్ ఫ్యూనరల్ సెరమనీ. ఇఫ్ ఎనీబడి హెల్ప్స్ సచ్ ఏ హెల్ప్లెస్ పర్సన్ అండ్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ అశ్వమేధ సమం విదుహు, ది రిజల్ట్ వన్ గెట్స్ ఈజ్ అస్ ఇఫ్ దిస్ పర్సన్ హెస్ డన్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ది గ్రేటెస్ట్ యజ్ఞాస్ దట్ హెస్ బీన్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఇన్ అవర్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్ కాల్డ్ అశ్వమేధ. దోస్ హూ పర్ఫార్మ్ దిస్ స్పెషల్ యజ్ఞ సాక్రిఫైస్ కాల్డ్ అశ్వమేధ హీ అటైన్స్ టు బ్రహ్మలోక అండ్ లివ్స్ దేర్ ఫర్ ఎ లాంగ్ టైమ్ ఎంజాయింగ్ ది హయ్యెస్ట్ హ్యూమన్ హ్యాపీనెస్ పాసిబుల్. సో కెన్ ఎనీబడి డూ ఇట్? ఇట్స్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ది కాస్ట్లీయెస్ట్, రిక్వైర్స్ మనీ, రిక్వైర్స్ టైమ్, రిక్వైర్స్ ఎఫర్ట్, రిక్వైర్స్ మెనీ పీపుల్ అసిస్టింగ్ సచ్ ఎ పర్సన్. బట్ హియర్ ఆర్ ది ఈజీ మెథడ్. హియర్ ఇస్ యు సీ ఎ పర్సన్ కంప్లీట్లీ హెల్ప్లెస్ పూర్, హెల్ప్ హిమ్ విత్ శివజ్ఞాని, విత్ ది అండర్స్టాండింగ్ దట్ హియర్ ఇస్ శివ అండ్ హియర్ ఇస్ ఎ టెంపుల్. ఎట్ వన్ టైమ్ ఇట్ హ్యాడ్ సీన్ ఇట్స్ గ్లోరియస్ డేస్, ఫర్ సమ్ రీజన్ ఇట్ హెస్ బీన్ నెగ్లెక్టెడ్. రిస్టోర్ ఇట్ అండ్ స్టార్ట్ వర్షిప్ అండ్ మెనీ పీపుల్ విల్ స్టార్ట్ కమింగ్ అండ్ గెయినింగ్ ది బెనిఫిట్. బట్ ది పర్సన్ హూ రిస్టోర్స్ హీ విల్ గెయిన్ ది రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఐదర్ హెల్పింగ్ ది హెల్ప్లెస్ పూర్. దట్ ఈస్ వై స్వామీజీ యూస్ టు సే హీ కాయిన్డ్ ఎ వర్డ్ దరిద్ర నారాయణ, మూర్ఖ నారాయణ, రోగి నారాయణ. ఎ పేషెంట్ హూ ఈజ్ హెల్ప్లెస్ సర్వ్ హిమ్ ఎస్ ఎ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్. హియర్ ఈజ్ ఎన్ ఇల్లిటరేట్ పర్సన్, హెల్ప్ హిమ్ టు గెట్ ఎడ్యుకేటెడ్ లుకింగ్ అపాన్ హిమ్ యాజ్ నారాయణ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్. అండ్ హియర్ ఈజ్ ఎ పర్సన్ హూ ఈజ్ వెరీ వెరీ పూర్, హెల్ప్ హిమ్ ఆల్సో. దరిద్ర, రోగి అండ్ మూర్ఖ. మూర్ఖ మీన్స్ నాట్ ఎ ఫూలిష్ పర్సన్, ఎ పర్సన్ హూ ఈజ్ ఇన్ నీడ్ ఆఫ్ సమ్ హెల్ప్ సో దట్ హీ కెన్ బికమ్ ఎ బెటర్ పర్సన్. బట్ ఇట్ ఆల్సో మీన్స్ గాడ్ హెస్ క్రియేటెడ్ ఆల్ సార్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్. దేర్ విల్ బి సమ్ పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ మూర్ఖస్. వాట్ కెన్ ది పూర్ పీపుల్ డూ? ఆఫ్టర్ ఆల్ గాడ్ హెస్ క్రియేటెడ్ దెమ్ ఇన్ దట్ సెన్స్. బట్ డు నాట్ హేట్ దెమ్, డు నాట్ లుక్ డౌన్ అపాన్ దెమ్. హెల్ప్ దెమ్ టు ది బెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ ఎబిలిటీ, ప్రే ఫర్ దెమ్, సో ఇన్ ది నెక్స్ట్ లైఫ్ అట్ లీస్ట్ దే విల్ బికమ్ వైజర్ పీపుల్. అండ్ ఇఫ్ ఎనీబడి డస్ ఇట్ ఇన్ ది విత్ ది ప్రాపర్ యాటిట్యూడ్, సచ్ ఎ పర్సన్ హీ విల్ అటైన్ టు ది హయ్యెస్ట్ స్వర్గలోక అండ్ ఎంజాయ్ దేర్ ఫర్ ఎ లాంగ్ టైమ్, విచ్ ఈస్ ది రిజల్ట్ స్పెసిఫైడ్ ఇన్ ది స్క్రిప్చర్స్ ఫర్ వన్ హూ ఈజ్ పర్ఫార్మింగ్ అశ్వమేధ యాగ. బట్ ఇఫ్ వన్ డస్ నాట్ డూ ఇట్ ఈవెన్ వెన్ వన్ ఈజ్ కేపబుల్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ ఈజ్ కేపబుల్, నాట్ నెసెసర్లీ దట్ వన్ హ్యాస్ టు హెల్ప్ ఓన్లీ మనీ వైజ్ ఆర్ మెటీరియల్ వైజ్, స్పీకింగ్ స్వీట్లీ విత్ లవ్, ప్రేయింగ్ ఫర్ ది అదర్ పర్సన్స్, దట్ ఆల్సో ఈజ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ది గ్రేటెస్ట్ సర్వీసెస్. అవర్ హోలీ మదర్ యూస్ టు సే బ్యూటిఫుల్ సెయింగ్, జార్ ఆచే మాపో, జార్ నై జపో. Meaning, if people have got to give something, then without considering, without limit, give as much as possible. Mapo means just measure out. But there are people who cannot japo, pray, speak with them sweetly, lovingly, and physically. There are so many people who go to blind people, lame people, etc. Some people visit hospices and speak with those who are suffering from loneliness about to go to the other world, and these people suffer from terrible loneliness, spend some time with them they don't expect much. They cannot even enjoy much. But they want somebody speaking lovingly, not as a matter of social duty, but with love, care, consideration. And that is what they really cherish, they really value. But if somebody does not do it, here is another Sanskrit verse, beautiful verse. We see billions of Daridras, most wretched people in this world. And Hindus believe in the law of karma. Why are these people living this kind of wretched life? For this reason. What is it? Adana doshena bhavet daridraha. Daridrya doshena karoti papam. Papat avashyam narakam prayati. Punar daridraha punareva papi. Adana doshena. By this terrible defect called not being charitable, not sharing and caring, a person in the next birth, however wealthy or powerful a person is in this life, he will become a daridra. Daridra means a most wretched person under the most pitiable conditions, suffering terribly without seeing a ray of hope of remedy. Such a person is called a daridra. And when a person is born in that sense, he is likely to commit sins. So, adana doshena bhavet daridraha. This person became a daridra, a wretched person, because even though he had, and he never shared. Remember very carefully, think very carefully. Suppose there is a poor person and he cannot give excepting pray. Such a person, even if he prays, he will be born in much better conditions, because whatever he has, he had, he has given instinctively. And here, a person has, but he has not given. Adana doshena bhave daridraha. And once a person becomes wretched, he becomes very angry, first with others, then with himself, then wants to take revenge. So he doesn't hesitate to steal, to commit murder, even for a small bit. So, because of this defect of being born a wretched fellow, he commits many sins. Karoti papan. Then, papat avashyam narakam. Of course, because he committed lot of sins, he will go to such a place where he has to pay heavily with compound interest and again be born into a wretched family. So, wretched as a wretched person. That's why this continuous, unbreakable cycle continues. Punar daridraha, punar eva papi. Again he becomes a wretched fellow, again he commits sins, and again he is born a wretched fellow. But of course, Hinduism is not that heartless. There will come a point, then the person will be, he realizes his mistake, slowly he recovers, everybody will ultimately manifest his divinity. This is the central message of Vedanta. Each soul is potentially divine. However wretched a person may be, a time must come. If nothing awakens that person, at least intolerable suffering brings such a person to my lotus feet, says the Divine Lord. Now, I want to share a beautiful story told by Bhagavan Buddha. When Bhagavan Buddha was alive, one day he was surrounded by his disciples, and two people came. One was extraordinarily rich, another person was very, very poor. Both of them were suffering from terrible incapacity of being able to eat. Both are suffering from terrible hunger. Then the disciples of Buddha questioned him. Because remember, Buddha, though he did not talk much about God, he talked about Brahman, the infinity, the indescribable, the unoriginated, the eternal. Don't forget that. But he was not talking about personal God because of certain social conditions prevalent at that time. So, but he continuously said, we are the result of our own karmas. And his famous saying is, the result of karmas follow a man like the footsteps of the oxen, like the wheels of a cart, follow the footsteps of the oxen. Oxen means karma, these wheels means karma phala. So, everybody has to pay, and he is to recollect, I had 500 births before I became an enlightened Buddha. So, Buddha looked at these two people, one was rich, one was poor, but both of them were unable to eat. Then he said, in their past lives, this man who was a poor man, he was a very rich man in his past life. And whenever indigent, helpless, poor people, men and women, came to him begging of some help, this person simply closed his doors, never shared what he had with those people. As a result of that not giving in this life, he became Daridraha. He became completely Daridra. Just now we quoted, Adana Doshena Bhavet Daridraha. Now, this person who became rich, he was having money. He was not very rich, but he was having more than sufficient. And whenever people used to come, he will give something to his capacity, within his capacity, to those people. But he used to curse them. You are parasites. You are sponging upon hard working people like me. So with the curse on his lips, he used to give. As a result of giving, he became rich. But who wants to hear these kind of words? Can they really enjoy what was given to them? So he was born as a rich man as a result of giving. This is the karma phala. But because he created so much of unhappiness to everybody to whom he has given. So this person is born from the very birth with a terrible stomach problem where he cannot digest even water. So money is there, but he cannot eat. One man cannot eat because he doesn't have. The other man cannot eat because his stomach is not okay. And this is what proves that if a person doesn't share with what he has, then he is not a social person. He becomes a Daridra. He becomes a papi. He suffers endlessly until discrimination, right knowledge, dawns into him. So this is just a background for what we are doing. A sattvika person always does it with extreme love, extreme joy, extreme sweetness, whatever he could do, even sometimes suffering if necessary himself, but he would do this because that is what is a man's life. That is what a human being deserving the name of a human being should do. And that too, without expecting anything. And he does it with the greatest reverence. Thou art the Lord, and I am only giving what you yourself have given me. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to you. At the right place, at the right time, and with the greatest reverence, Shiva Gnane Jeeva Seva. That was what Swami Vivekananda sentenced. Shiva Gnane Jeeva Seva. Worship, serve the Jeeva. Any human being, any being, as looking upon him as a Shiva, that is the explanation of the Sattvika type of Dhanam. Now we come to the Rajasika type of Dhanam. What is it doing? Verse 21st. Yattu pratyupakarartham phalam uddishya vapunaha diyate cha parikleshtam taddhanam rajasam smritam. But that type of dana, charity, which is given for the sake of recompense or with the expectation of fruit or in a grudging mood, is accounted as of the nature of rajas. So there are three characteristics of Rajasika charity. What is it? First thing is yattu dhanam prati upakarartham. That is, now I am giving it to you, and it is a kind of investment, it is a kind of lending, it is not charity. When you are in a position to give in any way, supposing there is a poor student and I will give you this money, and you may not be able to give me money, but when you become a great officer, I expect you to remember this, and I expect you to grant me license for building unhealthy constructions, etc., etc. Prati upakarartham, expecting a definite, may not be now, but in future, may not be in this life, but in the next life, etc. And phalam uddeshyavapanam, or he may not expect from these persons, but he has a definite, I want to go to heaven, I want to enjoy next birth, I want to obtain these things, because they are my unfulfilled desires in this life. So, phalam uddeshyava punaha, again, phalam uddeshya, expecting some fulfillment of some desire. Phalam means a fruit, a result. And then, how does he give? Pariklishtam, his mindset is most unwilling, tremendously, reluctantly, not with full heart, not with full love, because he is expecting. And what happens when we expect? Maybe this fellow may turn out to be a turncoat, and he may not give me back. He may be turning out an ungrateful wretch. He will never remember me. And there is a great justification also for that. But if these three types of attitudes, first of all, expecting a result, return. Secondly, or if not from this person, expecting some result. Even when a person goes to a temple and offers, says, please save me from this trouble, please make me win this court case, or let my daughter get married, or let my son get a visa to go to America, or Canada, or UK, or Australia, etc. Some tremendous, terrible desire is there. And that too, whatever he gives, he doesn't give happily. He gives, maybe I should not be that foolish. Yeah, after all, God has everything. Where is the need for him? If I can give little also, he can gather everything. After all, he is the Lord of the whole universe. Everything belongs to him. He is not in need. But just to curry favor with him, I have brought something. So there is a beautiful incident I am remembering, that once upon a time, Swami Adbhutanandaji, the direct disciple of Sri Ramakrishna, was living in Varanasi. Towards the end of his life, he settled down here and he passed away here. And one day, a devotee whom he knows came to visit him from Calcutta. And then the devotee brought certain things to offer to Mother Annapurna, the presiding deity of Kashi, Varanasi. And he requested, Maharaj, please come, we will go together, offer these things to Mother Annapurna. And they started. On the way, Swami Adbhutanji got a terrible doubt. What is this fellow has brought? I know his nature. So he asked, what did you bring? So this fellow said, I brought many things, but one of them is a sari. Let me see the sari, and that sari is one. It will not cover, or it will cover only a 5-year-old female child, not a grown-up woman. The whole legs will be exposed if this lady really has to put on this kind of sari. People specially manufacture this kind of things, and then some towels to be given to priests, which will be like fishing nets. That means the threads will be 2 inches apart each. Just for the sake of, a priest has to be donated these things. They buy these things specially, but it is not meritorious at all. If you want to give, you give. So, Latu Maharaj asked this man, so, would you donate this kind of thing, buy this kind of thing, and ask your mother to put on, she will never consent, you will also not do. And how dare you bring it to the mother of the whole universe? Either on that occasion or some other occasion, Latu Maharaj, again same situation was there, and then suddenly he said, what have you brought for the mother? And I brought some fruits, show me. And the fruits were half rotten and the lowest quality. And then Latu Maharaj chided him, if you don't have money, with the money you decided to spend, you buy just one fruit, one banana, or one orange, one apple, whatever it is, the best that is available in the market with that money. But even you never give this kind of rotten things to the Divine Mother. You know why I am saying you? Because whatever you give to the Divine Mother, you will get back a million fold. And do you want this kind of mosquito net towels somebody to give you? So what you yourself would not be happy to receive, never give. If you don't have money, then give the best that you can. Mother will be pleased with the devotion and not with the value of what you are giving. So here we have seen three conditions. That is, expecting a return from that person in this life or in the next life. And then, if not from this person, with the some kind of motivation. I want to attain to this fruit. Usually people who go to the temples, that's what happens. And then is as if he is not happy to give, but he knows, what will people tell me if I don't give, if I go to the temple, and if I don't give, people will call me a miser. I don't want to be called a miser. So whatever little he can get away with, and such a person will do such a thing. So Pariklishtam, with that kind of rotten mentality, whatever is given, that is called Rajasam Danam Smritam. That is, that must be called a Rajasadana. Of course he is doing something. He might give, some people might give great things also, tremendous amount of money also, but it is not done for the sake of spiritual progress, it is done for the sake of enhancing one's own worldly goods. Now we will enter very briefly into Shankaracharya's clarification. Yattu danam prati upakarartham, that kind of gifts, which expecting reciprocation. What is the reciprocation? Kaletu ayam mam prati upakarishyati iti evam artham. This person, in time, he will also render me service in return with this clear purpose in view. Or, phalam va asya danasya me bhavishyati adrushtam iti tat uddishya, with a desire for the fruit result, and which is what to me will accrue some unseen reward of this gift. Anything after life in heavenly world, this is all unseen. In fact, we cannot see a millisecond later what is going to happen at all. So, puna diyate cha, and then this is kind of the mental attitude. I will help this person, and I know this person may not be able to give me, but if he can give, that is okay. But I have got some other purpose, intent in mind, either in this life or next life, or in the other world, in this world or the higher world. I want to go and enjoy the result. So this is called expecting a definite result. And then even that kind of giving also, can you give? Okay, the scriptures tell us, if you give, the Divine Lord will give you a million fold. And if you give with a pure heart, but pure means not for spiritual progress, but with complete faith, he is going to give me what I have given. He is going to return me a million fold. I want to go to heaven, so let me go to heaven. But even though he wants the result, what type of mentality has got? Punaha diyate cha pariklishtam kheda sanyuktam. Kheda means grudgingly, the great reluctance. with great unhappiness and thinking how little I can get by. More than that, I don't need to give. Tat danam rajasam smritam. This kind of charity, giving gifts, etc., it is called rajasam smritam. Remember, even this, sometimes these people, even though they have this kind of different kinds of purposes in mind, some of them do a marvelous thing. We come across many incidents. Here is a person, he wants his name and fame, and he wants to be known to everybody. The greatest scriptural evidence is Kathopanishad. The father of Nachiketa, he wanted to go to heaven, but he was giving only the what is called most useless types of cows to all the people to whom he should have given the best ones. Not that he did not have. He was keeping the best cows and giving only those who graphic description that they have eaten the last straw of grass. They have drunk the last drop of water. That means they are going to die. And they have given the last drop of milk. After that, there is, what is the use of giving this kind of useless things? It will bring papa, because whosoever takes them, it is only a burden for them. They don't get any profit out of it. So, this person, what does he do? He should give. But there are people, they want to be known. And for that purpose, they will do everything. They arrange first class feast. Thousands of poor people are fed. They arrange a big bhandara in some of our monasteries. They give maybe 1 lakh, 2 lakhs of rupees. Not only all the monks should be fed, but you invite all the poor people nearby also. Give them money, give them clothes, give them some materials, etc., etc. There are people, and different degrees of dana is there, but these peoples, they have got something in return. Always expectation is there. That's why this is not as good as sattvika charity, but much better than tamasa charity. So this person, he feels others obligated whenever he gives something. Look, he may not say in so many words, never forget. Or newspaper blazoning, a big check I have given, and so many photographs should come next day in the newspaper, etc., with the expectation that he will get something in return. It is also giving, but there is an expectation of receiving something in return. So what does it become? A business arrangement, an investment, but do not have any mistake. If somebody gives, karma phala will come back, he will get it. But what type of mentality? Parikleshtam kheda sanyuktam. Whenever we give something, we should not feel, I am losing something. Give joyfully. And even if you expect also, be joyous. The Divine Lord has implemented the law of karma, and I am giving, and this is a charitable action. Every action bears the fruits, and I am sure to get by the grace of the Lord what I am desiring, either in this life or in the next life. Some people give reluctantly because they don't want to be called miserly persons. So this kind of money, one Swami calls the sticky money, because it doesn't leave the person's hand easily, as if he put some glue and glued this money. It takes a lot of effort to wrench that money from the hand and give it. So when there is pain in giving, it is very clear that the giving is born of Rajoguna. But then we should understand this verse in its proper light. Everybody is not like that. All people endowed with Rajoguna are not like that. There is a person who is endowed with some amount of Rajoguna, more amount of Rajoguna, and most amount of Rajoguna. There are people, gladly they give, but with the expectation of some fruit, and they are very happy also, and we have to appreciate them because karma phala is inevitable. Now coming back, this the worst, the lowest, the third type of dhanam is called tamasika dhanam in the verse 22nd. Adesha kale yad dhanam apatrebhyascha diyate asatkritam avagnatam tat tamasam udahrutam. And the type of gift that is made without respecting the other recipient and or with disdain at an improper place and time and to an unworthy person is declared to be of the nature of tamas. So desha, kala, apatra, asatkruta, avagnata. Five characteristics are graphically described here, which is called tamasika way of charity. So what is this? First of all, desha, desha, not at the neat and clean and pure and holy place, some place where people would not like to stay at all. So I am giving a beautiful, just now I recollected a beautiful example. Holy Mother used to be at Jayarambati, and there was a Muslim who used to be a dacoit. His name was Amjan, and Holy Mother loved him. You know why? Because you may say, you just hear the name dacoit, they must be the most sinful people in the world. No, out of necessity, the British government has driven and killed millions of Hindus. They have created artificial famines, and those people wanted to become rich. So in Bengal, parts of Bengal, these Muslims have specialized in growing what is called indigo, a kind of blue color yielding plant, and they used to eke out their living. And these people, English people, they started importing it from UK to get profit, and as a result, there was no demand for these people's production. And as a result, many Muslims in India are very poor people even today. And that is one of the reasons they became converted into Islam. So at least Hindus did not respect them. Now Hindus are paying heavily for this kind of karma phala, for mistreating people in such horrible way in the name of religion. Anyway, I will not go into that descriptions, but we have to understand, if today India is suffering from so much of injustice, it is well deserved, and Hindus deserve it and deserve it much more. So these Muslims, they were thrown out of their jobs, excepting poor huts. They didn't have anything, and the only way they could somehow survive, and many of them died also, is by robbing on the way. So they made gangs, and they robbed the pilgrims, sometimes kill also, and Amjan was one of them. But Holy Mother was an embodiment of Saraswati, the goddess of wisdom. Many people objected to Amjan's entry into Jayarambati. They knew about him. They were frightened of him. But then, by Holy Mother's grace, he became a devotee of Holy Mother, though he had to commit robberies for livelihood. Remember that always. Simply saying, he was a highway robber will not do. Why? Society had made them like that. And in this case, British government was the society. Many Hindus are also, they were also part of that society who made these poor people and women suffer, which fact Swami Vivekananda had rediscovered. The degeneration of India had come because of the maltreatment of upper class, upper caste Hindus towards the lower caste people. Anyway, sometimes when this person, he would be caught and he would be put in jail, and when he is released, he will come to invariably to see Holy Mother, and he will bring always a gift, either a pumpkin or not vegetables, which they grew in front of their homes, which are nothing but dilapidated huts. So once the person came and he was completely his health was ruined. He appeared to be very sick. And then Holy Mother recognized, "My son, Amjan, you have come. Come, my son." And because it was noontime, and he was asked to sit. Unfortunately, in the Brahmin families, they can't be invited into the houses. So he was made to sit on the veranda, and one of the relatives of Holy Mother was throwing food from a distance. Holy Mother observed it. She was suffering from rheumatism at that time. It was very painful for her to walk. So she went there and said, "Is this the way to serve a person? Can a person be really happy if you serve?" And then sat nearby and very lovingly, like a mother serving her own son, sat nearby, she did not touch him, but very lovingly, which he could understand, fed him so that his stomach had become full, gave him something and said, "My son, come again when you can come." And then she scolded this lady, "Never again do that, because if you do that, you might be in that position next birth." She might not have said that, but definitely that is what Bhagavan Krishna is telling us. So a desha, a place which is clean, where people feel this is a nice place. And a kala. Kala means, you know, time. What is time? Here is a beggar. He is dying of starvation. And you come next day and try to give him food when he is half dead. That will not do. When the person is hungry, supply him food, whatever is there. When the person is thirsty, give him something. If the person is having cold, no clothing, then cloth him. I remember another story. Nagamahashaya was an excellent homeopathic doctor. And one day he went, and somebody, because the sick person was cured, they gave him a costly shawl. And it was really costly in those days. And then he was coming. On the way he saw a poor patient of his. Not only he treated that patient, he did not take money because he knows that this poor person doesn't have. And then that was winter season. He took out that shawl, covered and said, "My son or daughter, I don't know, male or female, that you be comfortable. I will treat you. Don't worry. I will see that you regain back your health." This is what is called spirituality. Whereas this tamasika person, the place is impure, dirty, undesirable. The time, either the person doesn't require the help, or it is long past, or a food has become stale, and then he goes and gives, "Here is something." Many people do like that. Those who read the biography of Saint Francis of Assisi, many householders, they used to ridicule him, and stale bread they used to give. And he used to receive it as very prasada of the Bhagavan. Go outside, say the grace, and he would be completely satisfied, bless all the people, even though they have given with pariklishtam and with a curse and the most unworthy food. So first fulfillment, a person must do charity in a right place at the right time. A tamasika person does the just opposite. Not only that, at least does he give to deserving people? So tamasika danam, yat danam, apatre bhyaschadi, apatra means undeserving people. Recently, I read one great celebrity donated to her would-be husband a very costly foreign car in India. And the whole newspapers were filled with the praise of her. The would-be husband also is a celebrity. What is the use of one rich person donating to the other rich person? Parents giving costly gifts, billionaire parents giving costly gifts to their children. That is called gift. That is pure, sheer waste of money. So, apatre bhyascha. Earlier we have seen that those who deserve, either they are Brahmanas, Pandits, scholars who are suffering from poverty, or it could be a beggar, anybody who is in need of anything physically or mentally or vocally. So this person is apatre bhyascha diyate. So a patra, a fit recipient, then only the gift will be really fruitful. But when a person, he gives to people to whom, he gives to drunkards, he gives to thieves, he gives to nightclubs, he gives to people who do not deserve at all. And then how does, even when he gives, how does he give? Asatkritam, insulting, either with a talk or even a look, and the way is just throwing out, like this relative is throwing out food into the plate of Amjan, etc. Avagnatam, insulting him, abusing him, calling that person by names, him or her. And this kind of danam, charity, is called tamas udahritam. So will it give any result? It will give some result, because every karma phala. But as I told the story of Bhagavan Buddha's explanation, if something is given like this, that person will be born appropriately, and that person has to pay a million fold. So, adeshe kale, at an improper place and time, apunya deshe, in an unholy place, mlecha ashuchi adi sankirne, full of barbarians and impure things, etc. Akale, at an improper time. That means what? Punya hetutvena aprakhyate. There are certain periods. It is Hindu superstition. Such these kind of periods, they are full of defects are there. Nothing good should be done. And in those times, these tamasic people, they do it. So, one has to be very discriminative about time. So, there is a wrong time even to give charity. But if some person deserves it, suppose there is a person is suffering, it is midnight, it is the right time. So go, there is no wrong time, if provided it is given in the proper way. But the help also should be in time, should not be given as out of time. And then apatre bhyasya, Shankaracharya, murkaha, that is to say, what is called ignorant people, foolish people, taskaraha, thieves, adibhya, etc., etc. So, thieves, drunkards, highway robbers, politicians, who are planning all the time to give the greatest trouble to the very people, and all those things. Shankara says there are people who cannot handle money, thieves, etc. What is the problem? That the money will be squandered by these people. I remember a joke, I hope you remember it, but anyway, I will share. So, one day in New York, a gentleman was walking. Suddenly, a tramp approached him and said, "Sir, I have not eaten for 3 days. I am starving. Please give me $5. And the man looked like it, starving man. So, the gentleman took out $5 and gave it to him and said, "My good man, do not squander it on gambling." And that fellow, he touched another pocket and said, "Never, sir. I will use this money only for eating. For gambling, I have separate money." What type of fellows these fellows are? Is giving to such type of undeserving people who will squander. That is called tamasika jnana, tamasika dana. So, what I do, it will come back to me. And therefore, I have to be very discriminative, only deserving people at the right place, right time, and with great respect, etc. So, that will be good. And then, you know, it is our experience. If we don't give, a bad person will go on abusing us, our 14 generations. And if we give also, he will abuse our 28 generations. This fellow, you fellow, you are capable of giving, and yet your heart is very miserly. You did not give. Why did you give such a small amount? You could have given. So, whatever we do, these bad people, wicked people, evil people, they go on quarreling with us. So, there is a beautiful story. I want to share it with you. There were two persons. One was a believer, one was a non-believer, and they belonged to the same village. One day they had to cross a forest and go to some a distant place. So they joined forces for each other's company and safety, and they were walking, and there was a lot of bushes, thorny bushes and shrubs, overgrown plants, etc. And then suddenly they noticed there was one small dilapidated Kali temple was there. And then the non-believer, he saw at it and then spat out, all these things should never be cared for, and walked off. But the believer, he said, here is mother's temple, I won't approach near, so I will just bow down from here. So he folded his hands from the path itself and slightly tilted his head and bowed down. And then the Divine Mother, she stretched her hand and given this fellow a very strong slap. And the believer was shocked. He said, Mother, explain this to me. That fellow spat at you and you didn't do anything to him. I at least bowed down to you and you slapped me. Where is the justice? And then Mother said, My son, what can I do? He doesn't believe I exist. I cannot do anything to people who do not believe God exists. But since you believe, is that the way to bow down to your own mother? You should have come near and you should have prostrated Sashtanga pranams. Then only I would have looked at you kindly. But you did not do it properly. So what is the fun here? The fun is those people who believe, they get this kind of things. Anyway, this is just a story. But the fact is, each one of us get the result of our own karma phala. You want to give, give. Don't want to give, at least don't give. At least it will not fetch you too much of papa. But at the wrong time, at the wrong place, to the wrong person, insulting him and calling him by names, abusing him or her, if you give, then the next life will be terrible for us, karma phala. So we should never give to bad people. Similarly, one should not give to a thief or a drunkard or a gambler or anyone else who will not use the gift properly. And I think I have narrated the story of M's son. One of M's son, he became a drunkard. And I don't remember when I told this story, but even if you have heard it, bear it with patience. So one day, the attendant of M's, a man entering into the house, he looked very haggard and starving, and the man said, give me some money, some few rupees, I'm starving, I want to eat food. And only after a few minutes, the attendant recognized it was M's own son. And then he knew the story. So he felt like giving. After all, he was M's son, and M is respected so highly. So immediately he wanted to give. Then he remembered, I am in the house of M. I should never do anything without his permission. So he ran to M and then asked his permission, and M said, yes, go and give him. And then the attendant turned to give him, and suddenly M recalled him and said, you tell him this is not a gift, this is a loan. As soon as possible, he should return. And the man came and gave the money. The man thanked him and went away. But the thought was troubling this attendee, that why did M, he was so hard-hearted even towards his own son. Maybe he's a drunkard. It doesn't matter. Some people are like that, helpless. And then M said, everything in this house belongs not to M, but belongs to God, Sri Ramakrishna. I cannot give to this kind of drunkards. He will go, perhaps he will drink, he might eat a little, or he might not, but he will definitely squander this money, and I should never do that because it is Sri Ramakrishna's money. It should be used in the proper way. So, right time, right place, with sweet words, is ಪ್ರಿಯ ವಚನ ಪಾದ ಪ್ರಕ್ಷಾಲನ ಪೂಜಾ ಆದಿರಹಿತಂ. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಇಸ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಸ್ವೀಟ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್, ದಿಸ್ ತಾಮಸಿಕ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಟರ್ ಸ್ವೀಟ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್, ಹೀ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ವಾಶ್ ದಿ ಫೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್, ಹೀ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಆಫರ್ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ಅಂಡ್ ರೆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ಫುಲ್ ಸ್ವೀಟ್. ಅವಜ್ಞಾತಂ ಪಾತ್ರ ಪರಿಭವಯುಕ್ತಂಚ ಯದ್ದಾನಂ ತತ್ ತಾಮಸಂ ಉದಾಹೃತಂ. ದಟ್ ದಾನಂ ಗಿಫ್ಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ಗಿವೆನ್ ವಿತ್ ಡಿಸ್ಡೈನ್ ವಿತ್ ಇನ್ಸಲ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ರೆಸಿಪಿಯಂಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಡಿಕ್ಲೇರ್ಡ್ ಟು ಬಿ ತಾಮಸಿಕ್ ಟೈಪ್ ಆಫ್ ದಾನಂ. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಟು ಸೇ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ತ್ರೀ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಚಾರಿಟೀಸ್ ವಿತ್ ತ್ರೀ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಟೈಪ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಗುಣಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಟಿಟ್ಯೂಡ್ಸ್, ಸಾತ್ವಿಕ ಆಟಿಟ್ಯೂಡ್, ರಾಜಸಿಕ ಆಟಿಟ್ಯೂಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ತಾಮಸಿಕ ಆಟಿಟ್ಯೂಡ್. ವೈ ಆರ್ ದೀಸ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಟು ಅಸ್? ದಿ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ಈಸ್ we should try to avoid completely tamasika type of danam, because when we once know what is tamasika danam, then there is a good chance we can become more discriminate and then do it. Secondly, rajasika danam also, definitely it will give much better result, but satvika danam is the highest result. It will give us infinite and eternal happiness by the realization of God. It will free us from all samsara. It is to make us aware. This is tamasika charity. This is rajasika charity. So, better you not do it. But one thing, that even tamasika dhanam, even though it is done in this way, is much better than not giving at all. But the purpose is, it should be done in the proper way. That guidance has come to us. Now, I will... it is time, so I will share a beautiful incident that actually happened, which I heard about in my next class. Om Vasudeva Sutam Devam Kamsa Chanura Mardanam Devaki Paramanandam Krishnam Vande Jagat Gurum. May Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with Bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.